conditions weren't great, but week number one and a win is always going to be good. And head coach Brent Bolte is now joining us from the Beaver bench. Coach, congratulations.
Yeah, it's been a hot minute, right, Schulte? I kind of forgot how much fun coaching college football is. So I could have done without some mistakes there to let them back in it. But they're a good ball club. But we just found a way to win. That's what we do here at BSU.
Be honest, your first offensive series, you go three and out, then you get a three-yard punt, and they get fabulous field position. What was going through your brain?
I probably can't exactly tell you right now, but, yeah, it wasn't great. But you know what? A lot of jitters. Mason's the first-year punter back there. We need to get better in the on some things, as everybody does. But, yeah, that was not a great start. But we forced some turnovers and were able to flip it and get some, the guys believing in each other on the sideline, get some positive. So it was kind of odd because, you know, we got the turnover right after that. So I guess it all worked out.
Who made the late hit and the late turnover?
On the one that we got over here?
Yes.
I'm not 100% who got it. I know Ty Gooden recovered it. But I don't know who stripped it out. Somebody came in and cracked him pretty good. It might have been Hamido Adeli, who had a fantastic game at split side or weak side safety for us. And so he's going to be a really good one to keep your eye on. And it was getting a little hairy. They kept running the ball, which was awesome. But it was getting a little crazy.
A monster day offensively for Brandon Alton, Malik Williams. How much have those two, just in the last 2 years of getting that quarterback-receiver connection when you can't play?
Yeah, I mean, Brandon's been just a junkie. You know, he's in the office every day watching film. He's probably doing too much when he was injured, to be honest with you. Doing rehab, throwing. But they got a good connection, him and Brandon Bolio do as well. But we have really good skill kids. It'd be nice when Duffy gets back full speed. He was kind of limited tonight. But we have weapons. This wasn't ideal, you know, weather conditions for the Bees. But we just found a way, like I said, just found a way to get it done when it counted.
With the weather, the wind, and the rain, how much did it take to, what decisions do we need to make as far as which direction are we going? Do we want the wind here in the third quarter? Do we want it in the fourth quarter?
Well, you know, my thought process was put the game away in the third quarter. We've been playing really good defense. And I thought we did. You know, we got up 24 rip, and then we kind of let our guard down and didn't make one play. Jake would have had an opportunity for Westy over there in the end zone, kind of slipped through his fingers. We had a couple interceptions that got away. But the thought process was if we get up three scores, four scores, really. I mean, we felt pretty good. But give them a lot of credit. They kept battling away. They're a well-coached team. They got a lot of good players, too.
Aside from the two-year layoff, winning on the road in this league is hard. Winning in this place is really hard. How much can this help you guys down the stretch?
Well, you say stretch like it's going to be over soon, Schulte. Don't be saying that. But, no, it's obviously just a huge, you know, confidence booster for the kids. When you can go out on the road, like this, the thing is, like maybe in the South, we don't play at Sioux Falls very often. You know, I felt like we should have beat them every time we played them, to be honest, with the exception of one. I feel like we're pretty evenly matched with Sioux Falls. Should have beat them down here a few years ago when it got away, and then we found a way to win at home. So, I don't know. I guess playing in this league, I guess you're going to have tough environments all the way. Our kids maybe are too naive, or we don't make a big deal of it. We just go play.
How much did your young guys grow up today?
Well, I think they certainly got a taste of college football in a big fashion, especially our young O-line. They kind of got bullied around in the first half a little bit. And then we found some creases, and Sage Booker did a nice job, and Mikhail Horn hit a couple nice ones. But we got to get better in the run game. We can't just sit back there and chuck it all day in these conditions. But we're young, and I think defensively we have some starters out on D, too, and we had a lot of young backers out there, man, making their first starts, and some young guys in the secondary. I thought they played pretty darn good.
Go dry off. Safe trip home, and we'll see you at the Chet next weekend.
Awesome. Appreciate it, man.
Brent Bolte, head coach of the Beavers, here in our Paul Bunny Communications postgame show. The Beavers win it 24-16.